One difference between shows on and off Broadway is that off-Broadway shows frequently have short runs. Theater critic Michael Bourne reviews a couple of shows he enjoyed and are closing soon.
Final Follies plays only through next weekend at the Cherry Lane Theater. Primary Stages is presenting the last plays of A.R. Gurney, three one-act comedies, all three witty and weird. In the first play entitled Final Follies, Colin Hanlon plays Nelson, a ne'er-do-well who's incapable of lasting at any work, but thinks maybe he'd be good as a porn star. And he is, angering his brother and amazing the porn receptionist. In the second play, The Rape of Bunny Stunts, Deborah Rush plays Bunny, trying to moderate a meeting about what, I don't know, while a man in the parking lot is menacing Bunny. Why, I also don't know, but apparently she's doomed. Deborah Rush is pixelated as Bunny, and if not exactly funny, Gurney's play is laughable, being so creepy. In the third play, The Love Course, Betsy Adam plays a professor angry that her academic partner is quitting teaching a class about romantic literature. One almost needs a BA in English to get some of the literary references, as the professors bluster and seem to lust intellectually. All three of Gurney's plays are somewhat surreal about sex or love, or whatever is the foolishness of Final Follies. A Lovely Sunday for Creve Coeur plays only through next weekend at the Theater of St. Clements. La Femme Theater is presenting an obscure play of Tennessee Williams about women in a St. Louis boarding house. Dorothy, played by Jean Lichty, is desperately waiting for a call from a man she's smitten with. Bodie, played by Christine Nielsen, is her wacky housemate and seems as desperate to keep Dot staying in the house. Helena, played by Annette O'Toole, appears and wants Dot to leave for another house. Her house? Helena's interest in Dot is only vaguely sexual, and Dot's anxiety seems a prelim to other lost women of Tennessee Williams. I also lived in St. Louis, and Creve Coeur, the park where they want to have a lovely evening, is the St. Louis way to pronounce Creve Coeur, which in French can be translated dead heart. And that could have been the title of almost all the plays of Tennessee Williams. I'm Michael Bourne.